FEMA has been offering people payoffs if they'll agree to re-identify the death of their loved one as a COVID death rather than a vaccine death. It's telling, hey, you know, you could get a special bonus. You could get a special amount of money if you will relabel your child's death. This happened in a prominent case involving a man who lost his son from the shot, from the vaccine. That's what's happening. That's the scale of corruption. So the CDC, FEMA, governments around the world, Denmark's admitting it and acknowledging it implicitly by saying it's not even going to allow the shot for people under 50 years of age. This is a recognition that this was a complete disaster, complete debacle of a public policy. It's why we brought the suit on behalf of Children's Health Defense against the Food and Drug Administration, pending in Texas, up in Waco in the federal Western District of Texas. That case is going to decide whether or not the vaccine can continue to be marketed to children, period. We're trying to stop it in its tracks, Bobby Kennedy and I. And we have the major suit with Werner Mendenhall and others on behalf of Brooke Jackson against Pfizer that exposes the whole scam. And in fact, as Brooke Jackson, this is someone that's been involved in the clinical trial world for forever. She was shocked and horrified by what she witnessed. I mean, it was so bad. These clinical trials of the COVID vaccine for Pfizer were so bad that when you walked in, you had needles sticking out of garbage bags. You had people's private medical information hanging out at the janitor's office. It was that egregious. There was no monitoring of adverse events in any effective way. There were under-the-table payments. There was compromise of blinding.
And now the booster shot was tested on 8 rats.
Exactly, just 8 mice. 8 mice. So you compound it. It's just disaster on top of disaster on top of disaster. It has been a human catastrophe on a global scale. And now people are continuing to track excess death data. And what they are finding is two things. The more vaccinated an area is, the more the excess deaths went up, not down. Not only that, it corresponds time-wise to when the vaccine and booster shots are rolled out is when there are these sudden spikes in excess deaths, particularly as Edward Dowd has been reporting, as people from Wall Street told me 6 months ago, the insurance data is showing this as well. So we have CDC scandals, FDA scandals, FEMA scandals, with Wall Street data, insurance data, global data, all pointing to the same thing, which was this vaccine was a complete travesty of justice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, constitutional lawyer, historian, good friend of mine, criminal lawyer as well, Robert Barnes joins us into the next hour. And no, he's not here right now to talk about the show trial in Connecticut. That's important. And we'll hit the incredible developments at the start of the next hour. But he's involved suing Pfizer with Robert Kennedy Jr. with the big whistleblower that helped this whole ball start rolling. So I don't get, you know, butterflies around Hollywood stars or NFL quarterbacks until they actually start telling the truth. And I do like Aaron Rodgers, love him. But I just get butterflies with Robert Barnes because wherever there's the fight for liberty, wherever there's a battle against tyranny, he's there. And there's just such incredible developments. Words don't describe it. It just gets crazier by the day, coming out with the shots, major governments banning the shots. You don't really see it on the news. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. But first, I'm in a war against the New World Order. It's a war against me and my family. It's a war against you and your family. And I can't do it without your support. So I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to know we fired the bat signal. We're toe-to-toe. I'm battling 3 show trials, all these huge judgments. We're in bankruptcy, Chapter 5, which could keep the operation going. But we have to be profitable and having to pay all the legal bills and the bandwidth and the rest of it. We're barely there. So we need support. This is history. If you would have stood up in 1776... this is the time to stand up in information warfare, in your word of mouth, in your prayer, and your financial support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. I'm very pleased that we've gotten all but 500. And I'm sorry that some of your shipments are 2 weeks behind. They're shipping out today and tomorrow, the next few days. Most people that order the book have already gotten the unsigned and the signed. But there's still 3,000-4,000 books that I just got done in the last few days. They're shipping out. So I had stopped doing the signed copies with the fundraiser, even though it was funding our operation. We're doing 6,000 more signed books because 10,000 came in yesterday. 4,000 unsigned for $24 or whatever it is. the battle plan of the New World Order, the Great Reset, and the War for the World. 6,000 were signed. And then I want to say I'm going to stop because it's just crazy, but that's what people are buying. It's what you want, and it's what's fun in the operation, and it's a piece of history. So get the number one book in America and the top 10 in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World, wherever you want it, Amazon, wherever, if you want to pay $24 for it. But if you want to pay extra as a fundraiser, just like NPR does, they get taxpayer money on top of it. We don't. Then go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy. And the good news is we're caught up now, so I should get another 6,000 signed when they sell in the next week or so. Signed very quickly, so you won't have to wait 3 weeks, because the book didn't officially come out until 2 weeks ago. In the first week, it sold 56,000 copies, making it the number one book in the U.S. The New York Times suppressed it. Get The Great Reset and the War for the World and know you were part of history. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And buy another unsigned copy while you're there to give to friends and family or donate to a library. But it's selling out of bookstores everywhere. It's great. Down the road, I'm going to get some big royalty checks. I got an $80,000 check yesterday. And I told him, I said, well, I'm out of personal money. Give me $20,000 to pay my bills and give $60,000 directly into free speech, keep the crew going and what's happening. And those monies will start coming in. That's great. That's wonderful. That's getting a couple bucks a book when it's sold at Amazon. But here you do the huge markup to fund the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. Signed books available again for a limited time. Thank you for those that already got books and those that haven't. It's a piece of history. Thank you for coming through. We know you will. Separately, the new Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena coin, only 10,000. Same thing, a fundraiser. Exclusively available, 1776coin.com. And for founding members, you've been looking in your email inbox. You get a massive discount on it because you're a founding member. We're about to launch a bunch of new stuff. I'm going to leave it at that very soon. We're talking a month away, way behind schedule, but we're about to do it. Founding members are about to get a bunch of crazy stuff in your inbox. This is not a founding member coin, but I'm going to go ahead and give everybody that gets the coin in the email. You'll get all the special perks as well. So 1776coin.com. All right, Robert Barnes, we got 7 minutes to break. You've got the floor on the Israeli government leaked documents admitting it's causing mass death. And how are they going to suppress it? The CDC saying, okay, we didn't do safety. We covered it up. We lied. Beyond criminal activity. All these new studies that you're 93 times more likely to die of COVID if you've had the shot. British Medical Journal, New England Medical Journal. I mean, this is prestigious. Major governments banning the shots. This is being suppressed, but this is happening. What in the hell is going on, Robert Barnes?
No doubt. And in fact, it also came out today that FEMA has been offering people payoffs if they'll agree to re-identify the death of their loved one as a COVID death rather than a vaccine death. Telling, hey, you know, you could get a special bonus. You could get a special amount of money if you will relabel your child's death. This happened in a prominent case involving a man who lost his son from the shot, from the vaccine. That's what's happening. That's the scale of corruption. So the CDC, FEMA, governments around the world, Denmark's admitting it and acknowledging it implicitly by saying it's not even going to allow the shot for people under 50 years of age. This is a recognition that this was a complete disaster, complete debacle of a public policy. It's why we brought the suit on behalf of Children's Health Defense against the Food and Drug Administration pending in Texas, up in Waco in the federal Western District of Texas. That case is going to decide whether or not the vaccine can continue to be marketed to children, period. We're trying to stop it in its tracks, Bobby Kennedy and I. And we have the major suit with Werner Mendenhall and others on behalf of Brooke Jackson against Pfizer that exposes the whole scam. And in fact, as Brooke Jackson, this is someone that's been involved in the clinical trial world for forever. She was shocked and horrified by what she witnessed. I mean, it was so bad. These clinical trials of the COVID vaccine for Pfizer were so bad that when you walked in, you had needles sticking out of garbage bags. You had people's private medical information hanging out at the janitor's office. It was that egregious. There was no monitoring of adverse events in any effective way. There were under-the-table payments. There was compromise of blinding.
And now the booster shot was tested on 8 rats.
Exactly, just 8 mice. 8 mice. So you compound it. It's just disaster on top of disaster on top of disaster. It has been a human catastrophe on a global scale. And now people are continuing to track excess death data. And what they are finding is two things. The more vaccinated an area is, the more the excess deaths went up, not down. Not only that, it corresponds time-wise to when the vaccine and booster shots are rolled out is when there are these sudden spikes in excess deaths, particularly as Edward Dowd has been reporting, as people from Wall Street told me 6 months ago, the insurance data is showing this as well. So we have CDC scandals, FDA scandals, FEMA scandals, all with Wall Street data, insurance data, global data, all pointing to the same thing, which was this vaccine was a complete travesty of justice. And for Trump, I understand he's got his ego invested in this because he was tricked into it. But the exit path out for President Trump is to embrace Brooke Jackson's whistleblower case and say, look, I wanted a safe, effective vaccine for people. I spent a lot of money to make sure it happened. They lied.
He's got to own it and say he was lied to, because now as this all comes out, he's going to get the blame. I predicted that a year ago, months ago. Now they're already doing it.
Exactly. So this gives him that exit ramp. He doesn't have to renounce his decision to push this. A lot of us, both of us said at the time, it was a bad idea, but he doesn't have to deal with that aspect. He can say, look, Brooke Jackson's case proves that Pfizer lied to me. This is Big Pharma. They've been waging war on me for years.
Or he can sit there like a dumb piece of shit and let them set him up for this.
If he falls into the trap that continues to support this, then he puts himself at unnecessary political risk and exposure. The Brooke Jackson case provides an easy exit ramp for Trump to say, you know what? I, like the American people, were tricked and deceived and fooled and lied to by Big Pharma willing to line their own pockets. And remember, they did it to him during the election. The reason he was pushing it, they deliberately delayed letting people know that it even existed until after Election Day to hurt his election. So he owes them nothing. He owes the American people everything. So what he should do is say, look, they lied to me.
He should look at the polls. This is the biggest thing turning his supporters away. This is killing Trump.
Absolutely. So the best way to deal with all this, embrace the Brooke Jackson case, expose
and destroy the deep state, because they did it.
Absolutely. This was another deep state plot set up trap to go after Trump. And we're seeing how they're desperate to keep him out of power. This is the one place that he has a weakness. This is the one weakness he can easily fix. He can easily remedy by admitting. And I understand he did have the best intentions. He wanted people to not be at risk from this virus. That's understandable.
Just like the Regeneron turned out to work great. And he greenlit that. Exactly. And they weren't lying to him. And it worked. He could say, I was right about Regeneron, but my God, they lied about the side effects. They're to blame. He's got to separate himself now.
Exactly. He's got to say they lied all the way through. They said it was safe. It's not safe. They said it was effective. It's not effective. They said it was a vaccine. It ain't even a vaccine. It's killing kids. It's killing young people across the world. It's time for Trump to step into the gap and say they lied to him and he opposes it and it should not continue. It should not be in existence any further, and that they need to be held accountable and responsible and support and embrace Brooke Jackson's whistleblower case to stop Pfizer and hold Pfizer fully accountable as needs to happen.
That's right. It was all Big Pharma and Big Medical just raping everybody. All right, coming up, you told me on the phone this morning, you've never seen such a show trial. You've been doing live coverage of it with millions of viewers. Robert Barnes is our guest. We'll be right back in the next hour on the weaponization of the judiciary and beyond. Please stay with us. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin, it funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Barnes is on the tip of the spear fighting Big Pharma tyranny, and the wheels have come off. The mass deaths admit it's being banned by major governments. Israel's released secret documents where they know it's killing everybody. Barnes, spend a few minutes on this, then we'll shift into the weaponization of the judiciary and their path they believed a victory and the big purge against conservatives and all the different raids that are happening. But spend a few minutes finishing up with what's happening with these poison shots. And historically, what would you call the moment we're at where there's just full collapse of their narrative? And where do you see that going?
There's a long history of big pharma and the drug industry in one way, shape, or form over time getting exposed when it forces bad drugs onto the populace. And there tends to be a public rebellion and a public response that then stops it from occurring for generations and protects generations of people. And this goes back actually multiple centuries in terms of dealing with the medical establishment and its corruption. What is being documented here for people out there, if somebody asks you, what's the evidence that says that this vaccine is not even a vaccine? What is the evidence that this is not safe? What is the evidence that this is not effective? Well, the evidence is, first of all, it's supposed to prevent transmission. It didn't. It's supposed to prevent infection. It didn't. That's publicly admitted by Deborah Birx and others. So that is no longer meaningfully in dispute or question or controversy. Second, it's supposed to be, if it's supposed to be safe, what was supposed to happen is it was supposed to reduce the rate of hospitalization. It was supposed to reduce the number of excess deaths. Instead, not only has hospitalizations and in particular excess deaths risen, it's risen in direct proportion to when the vaccine is introduced and where it is introduced. Areas that don't have high vaccination rates have not experienced high excess death rates. Those that have. And that is part of a systematic problem. What we've been witnessing live with sports stars and celebrities suddenly having health and even dying right live in front of us, around the world, is now being confirmed by the data that goes to the second level of data. So we have the general excess death data that's being reported, and we now have meaningful aspects of that across the globe to give meaningful correlative and potential causative relationships. But we now also have actuarial and insurance data from a wide range of Western countries that Wall Street has been abuzz about for months, that people like Edward Dowd and others have been talking about for months. And this now also further affirms and confirms that there is unusual death rate amongst young men in particular that appears to be directly tied and correlated and likely causatively related to the vaccine. So we've got the excess death data across jurisdictions. We've got the insurance actuarial data. Both continue to show the exact same pattern that some of us predicted, that this vaccine is a deadly vaccine that kills more people than it saves. The third level is a wide range of studies and surveys on the lack of safety about this, not just from Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Corey, and others, but in, as Alex mentioned, the New England Journal of Medicine, one of the most institutional establishment publications that exists, is starting to admit the dangers of this vaccine. The British Medical Journal, which has been atop this issue now for months, broke the whistleblower story about Pfizer, Brooke Jackson in the case I represent her, also detailing it. Additional studies show that from a risk-reward ratio, a recent big study that is about to be published shows that for young men in particular and young people in particular, the risk to the vaccine outweighs the benefits to it by a ratio as high as 100-1. So the studies and the data is
coming in. I was about to say the mainstream headlines are 93-1, 93 times more likely to be hospitalized or die if you've had the shot, more likely to get it, more likely to be hospitalized. The opposite of what they said. Your opinion, Barnes, in 40 seconds, obviously premeditated. What were they thinking?
They were looking for profits, and they had immunity. That was why. They assumed they would never be held responsible, and they would never be held accountable.
But if I was corrupt and was going to just put out something to make money, I'd put sugar water out so I didn't hurt people. Why would they do something like this? Why would they jump the shark?
Well, I think you do have people who want to reduce population. I mean, what do Bill Gates and these George Soros and the rest of them agree in the Great Reset agree on? They all want the population to be a lot smaller, and they've achieved that by what they've done.
Let's shift gears. Their attempts to take us off the air. Straight ahead with Robert Barnes, InfoWars.com. On April 23rd, 1910, the iconic American president who busted up the Rockefeller Trust in America gave his incredibly historic speech, Citizen in a Republic. It was the man in the arena speech that sent shockwaves throughout the world. And I live by this creed. I'm about to read to you just a short excerpt of the 30-plus minute speech he gave to over 5 million attendees in Paris, France. But we have released a coin that has Teddy Roosevelt on the front and a gladiator on the back, discusses a citizen of the Republic and the man in the arena. And InfoWars and everything we do is about the man and the woman in the arena fighting tyranny. It's the fourth coin in the series we've offered at PatriotCollectibles.com or 1776coin.com. There are only 10,000 of this coin available. And ladies and gentlemen, this coin is funding our operations as men and women in the arena. Let me read to you part of his famous speech. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man has stumbled or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be amongst the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. This is the man in the arena coin, only 10,000 in the world. Get yours now at 1776coin.com and take the info war to the next level.